Hello, welcome to The Good Stuff. Your host, Mike and Kim Burge, here with you. Excited to share more good things with you today. We encourage you if you have some great things to share, to send them to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Burge, B-U-R-G-E, because we love to share your things. And we want to say thank you so much, everybody in here and at KOKK, everybody who tunes into them. Thank you so much for listening. We love to have you. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Tri-State Livestock News, it truly is what ranchers read.
And, of course, we invite you to stop by Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. Check out 25 different vendors there and an ever-changing inventory at Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish. Kim, what do you have to share today on The Good Stuff?
I'm going to share about Biff, the friendly purple bear.
All right.
You ready?
I am ready.
All right. Seatbelt on?
Buckled up.
Okay. Well, this, I thought, was kind of fitting with all the children going back to school. It kind of makes you think of how much older they're getting and how much more grown up, and the time just keeps marching by. Anyway, I thought this fit well. Now, I was a play horse you pulled with a string on wheels where my legs should be, and he was a boy who pulled the toy around the treehouse tree. And for the longest time, it was just us two, the boy and the horse that was me, until the day the purple bear came to live in the treehouse tree. Now, it was early one spring, and I was tied by my string in a field of a make-believe farm, when around the house the boy and the bear came marching arm in arm. "This is Biff," said the boy to me. "He's the friendly purple bear." And Biff stooped down and stroked my mane with a ball of purple hair. "Biff has come to stay," said the boy, "to pretend with me and you, and he can do anything a boy and a toy believe purple bears can do." And taking a cue, Biff bowed from the waist, then leapt and clicked his heels, then down to the ground with three somersaults that ended in four cartwheels. He whirled and he twirled and stood on his head. The boy giggled and slapped his thighs, and I laughed so hard that wooden tears rolled out of my painted eyes. So Biff came to stay in the treehouse tree, and long days came without end for the boy and the toy and the purple bear and serious games of pretend, like the cowboy game, where the boy is the sheriff and Biff is the bandit king. It always seems to end with the outlaws down in jail by a long rope swing. And you know, there was this great pony race that lasted for days around the flower bed. Boy, that was a rough one. Lucky for us, though, I won by a wooden head. And then one day we entered a pirate's cove beneath a bush on the alley side. Oh, Biff had a sword and a paper hat and a patch across a purple eye. And there was always the danger of outlaws and Indians and creatures from outer space, and without the courage of the three of us, we might have lost the whole darn place. But we were bound by the code of the musketeers. Such golden hours were shared by the freckle-faced boy and the wooden horse toy and Biff, the friendly purple bear. But as summers passed, the boy grew taller, and his voice took a strange new ring, and his visits were few to the treehouse tree, and never to the long rope swing. Biff the purple bear grew sad as he climbed down the treehouse tree. He shook his head. "I'm afraid," he said, "he's forgotten you and me. It seemed, old wooden friend of mine, we've outlasted our boyhood years." And he turned and he was gone across the lawn in a trail of purple tears. Now, I've been put to pasture in the old treehouse, but at times I've seen from afar a strange tall boy who mowed the lawn and tinkers about this old car. But just today, I saw a new little boy coming down the sidewalk. I swear he was headed straight for me in the treehouse tree, followed by Biff, that old friendly purple bear.
That kind of sounds like Puff the Magic Dragon or something.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah.
That's good. Who wrote that?
It doesn't even say who wrote it. I'd love to give him credit because it's a wonderful piece. I guess we just have to enjoy it.
Going to wind things up today with a couple of advice, an old cowboy's advice. Your fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong. And life is simpler when you plow around the stump. Keep that in mind.
That's right.
This reminder, everyone, if you have something you'd like to share with us and so we can share it with our listeners on The Good Stuff, just send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and maybe one day you'll be able to hear it right here on The Good Stuff.